spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
An 8 on the WOKV weather meter from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Today, much like yesterday, we'll see some midday to early afternoon widely scattered showers and thunderstorms advancing inland after lunchtime through the early afternoon with a sea breeze moving off to the west and northwest. We'll see locally heavy downpours and frequent lightning strikes being the primary threats as we head through the day today, pushing away from the metro through the evening commute. That's the good news for the evening plans. It'll be mild tonight after daytime highs in the low 90s inland and upper 80s at the coast. Pretty much everyone in the 80s for your outdoor dinner plans, perhaps. Then as we head through the overnight, down to the lower to mid-70s. On Thursday, a partly sunny day, dry morning. We'll see some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms develop in the afternoon and press inland again. Highs in the low 90s, 80s at the beaches. 90 degrees for Friday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be developing in the afternoon. And then as we head into the weekend, partly sunny on Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temperatures in the 80s at the coast, low 90s inland. A little bit more coverage of the cloud cover and also the rain and storms, it appears, on Sunday, especially inland. We'll see some locally heavy downpours and frequent lightning strikes and a gusty wind possible. Highs near 90 degrees. Now today, the search continues for the missing boaters here, of course, that left Port Canaveral last week. The conditions offshore will still be pretty good for search efforts. We'll see seas at 2 to 3 feet, even all the way up through Brunswick to Savannah offshore as they follow the Gulf Stream, perhaps. They will be good conditions. A few isolated to widely scattered showers over the Atlantic waters, but other than that, no severe weather expected offshore for search efforts if you're heading up to assist in that great effort. Here from our local area. So that is the weather, at least. It's going to be good for search conditions for today, even to the north and east of us up the coast, off Georgia's coast, and off South Carolina's coast as well. We are tracking the tropics here in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, and the good news is nothing organized over the next 2 to 3 days. Or the next 5 days, really. We'll watch a tropical wave in the western Gulf of Mexico today and into tomorrow. It'll try to at least bring some tropical moisture in through the central Gulf Coast. We're talking about like Louisiana, eastern Texas, maybe even Mississippi. But we'll watch that. There is an opportunity for some sneaky development anytime a tropical wave gets in the Gulf of Mexico, but it looks like it stays away from us regardless. So that's at least some good news, but more increased rainfall for the state of Louisiana as we head through late this week and into the weekend. We'll watch that here in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. Of course, talk of the tropics with Mike at actionnewsjax.com. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. I'll see you today beginning at 5 p.m. for CBS 47 Action News Jax.